Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
All right, we're here for Goat Busters on a Wednesday. I've got Brody Kane in the building. This is when we do the beep, 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 with the air horns. Stormzy normally.
Went to Stormzy? Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, sorry, that wasn't it. That was a six-sounding one.
That one came from the demonic part of your stomach right there.
Gosh. And he had he did have that, but he had fireworks and flames.
Oh, man, we need to get on it. We need to do something where we have fireworks and flames.
Yeah, I know.
Like a podcast, like a live one or some shit.
Yes.
Anyway, so this is Goat Busters. What we do is I'll come up with a topic and we're going to go one at a time. We're going to do the best of what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Now it's all catered to you. It's okay. Nothing that you will think. The best beaches in Aotearoa. You give me one, I'll give you one, and we'll debate as we go. Where is your best beach?
Here's the journalist in me.
Yeah.
So based on what? Like my favourite?
Your favourite.
Waikuku Beach.
Waikuku Beach. Explain why.
You
live there, don't you? You got a house there?
Grew up there, spent most of my, I moved there when I was seven.
Mm.
Spent my teen years there. And we've only just moved away. Like, there's no one there in the whānau that's there anymore. But it's a beautiful beach, slightly rugged. Like, it's got decent sand dunes, kind of greyish sand, good surf running. You can go there on some days and no one else is around. And it's just mint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have never been there, but I will take your word for it.
Yeah.
For my one, I am going to go for the second one of the of Goat Busters. I'm going to go, I'm going to go Moraitai. Moraitai Beach.
Oh.
Yep.
Over in East Auckland.
Yeah, it's like past there.
Beautiful.
I've been there a lot. You go fishing for sprats there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's I love that it's not too far away from the city. You can just rock up. And it is busy. It does get busy. That's probably the only about it.
Mm.
But it's clean. It's not Mission Bay. Yeah. Mission Bay is disgusting. I'm sorry.
Look, it's great for people watching.
Yeah, but it's not good for going for a dive.
No, you don't dive in Mission Bay.
No, there's no way.
No, don't dive there.
Poor Sam here, our producer, lives in Mission Bay.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Do you guys nod? Yes, no. Nah, she's like, hell no.
No. Hard to get into town too, just that one road in and out. Yeah.
And the fish and chips cost like $30 for like a $5 special.
Busy.
That shit's not on.
Yeah.
Okay, you got another beach in mind?
I could rattle off plenty. One that I've recently fallen in love with, Parkity.
Parkity? Yeah. Where is that?
Oh, I don't know if I want to tell you that.
Are you gatekeeping?
No.
Are you the beach gatekeeper?
It's not my place to gatekeep actually at all. it is an hour 15 north of here, of Tāmaki Makaurau.
Oish.
You go through Matakana and it's like 15 minutes past Matakana.
Okay.
White, squeaky, squeaky sand, just big, long stretch of blue water. You know where Goat Island is?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2Ks round, 3Ks round.
Okay,
from
I think Goat I know
Island.
The one. I think Parkity. Yeah.
Mm.
Goat Island's beautiful too.
Yeah, Goat Island's amazing.
Okay, and for my final one, I'm going to go, Ngā Motu. I might change that to Oakura. I'm going to go Oakura.
Oh, Kura.
Oh, mate.
I've got fond memory there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was winning the I was winning the Open Women's Iron Woman at the Surf Life Saving Nationals. I'd had a shit year. I'd been dumped from a team. I didn't want to do it because I'd been shat on by the coach at Midway Surf Club. And I was like, I don't want to fucking do this Iron Man. And I did it. It was swim, board, ski. Sorry to hijack this.
No, you go for it. We need to know this.
And Everett, like no one, I didn't want to do it. Everyone knew about the drama. And I was like, this is my last year Surf Life Saving. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of the politics. And it was swim, board, ski in this small wave running, but not a big wave, but small wave running. Anyway, I'm in the middle of the pack of the swim. I'm like, oh, fucking, here we go. I feel this wave. I catch it. Yeah, head down. Kick. Touch sand. Right, mint. Stand up. Oh, shit. I'm winning.
Woo!
And the whole beach loses its mind. Gums was on the commentaries, an old friend of Dad's. He was like, oh my, he just about coughed his bloody dart out of his mouth. And Dad's just had a hip operation. He nearly falls off the sand dune. Everyone's losing their shit, man. I ended up fourth.
That's fucking respectable.
But again, like Dancing with the Stars getting second. Everyone's like, mate, remember that Iron Man and Taranaki? And I'm like, yeah, I do. The three girls from Muruai mowed me down. Each leg, they trained in Australia. They were basically pros, but okay. No one remembers that I got fourth. Fire it was out. So Look good. Oh, Kura, beautiful beach.
Man, the amount of grip that you have on that memory.
Oh,
just never let that go.
I just never.
What year was that, by the way?
We're talking. No, it must have been like 2003 or 2004. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're good 20 years ago. But
I can see the sand dunes of the people, and my face like.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
All right. So our next Goat Buster, we're talking about field reporters, just reporters in general. Who is your goat? Who are the best that you can think of?
Oh.
I know you're going to leave some people. We can do honorable mentions later, but we need the best here. Could be international. New Zealand is up to you.
Man. You mean that they thrive out in the field?
They go out there. They do their thing.
Yeah.
They bring the goods.
I would have to say, and I prefer, well, I love his everything, but I prefer him out in the field as Paddy Gower.
Okay.
Like he's, like when you see him and when you see him in action out there, it's something else, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, and because he's got his own show and that now, he probably doesn't do as much of that, but I've seen him on the go out there. Even when he was actually at the Herald, he was watching him was a sight to behold.
Mm.
And he is such a cool guy.
Oh, I want to meet him. I've never met him.
Oh, mate.
He follows me on the Instas.
He's so cool.
Yeah, I try to get him on Bakery Run. He didn't get back to me. He gave me the thumbs up.
Mate, if it makes you feel better, he left me like on read about 5 Kiwi Yarns messages.
Okay.
And then I bumped into him one day. Oh, I bumped into him when I had to go on his show. And then at the end of it, I was like, you know what? You're fucking coming on Kiwi Yarns now, or I'm going to shame you.
I don't think you got to put respect on Kiwi Yarns.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep that respect on the name.
Well, he loved it when he came in. He was like, oh my God, this is great. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, we could, this could have been 5 messages ago.
Yeah.
But look at you. Okay, for my one, I'm going to go, hey, everybody knows I was going with this one. I got to go with John Campbell.
Oh, yes.
His stuff that he did in Samoa when after the tsunami and just the level of, he's just the man.
Mm.
I don't know the level of anything. He's professional. He gets, and he just, he's got this aura about him. I've met him once. I interviewed him and made him. I don't know if you've seen my interview with him. It's a legendary interview.
I need to see it.
I'll send you the thing. It was before Zoom was a thing.
Yeah.
It was still on Skype.
Brilliant.
Know? Yeah. So, but no, he's. And I've got some messages from him that I keep in my pocket when I have a bad day. I read those back and I just think, oh, mate, fuck, you're the man, John.
Yeah.
You're the man. Okay.
He is.
Third one.
I'm actually going to go with someone that, since you've said John, he can be in the list. But someone that I respect who just works tirelessly is Barbara Drever and all of her amazing mahi in the Pacific. She's a Pacific correspondent for TVNZ.
Yes.
And she has worked so hard for that region for such a long time.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that the one, like she sorted out some of the labour disputes with people coming over from the islands to work in orchards and not getting paid? That was the one?
Yep. And she'd been kicked out of Fiji a couple of times and detained overnight and stuff. She's amazing. She just, yeah, she's very cool.
For my for the final one,
I just want to say that
honorable mention's coming. We're gonna.
No,
we're gonna,
I don't even need to do that.
No, you just give the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's sorry, everyone. Mm. Okay, my last one. I'm gonna go with my good friend James McConey.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Because if there wasn't a James McConey, there wouldn't be a me right now.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's pretty true. Like he's kind of opened the door for someone to just be funny and do their thing. He's actually an encyclopedia of like just funny shit.
Yeah.
And he walks around the office sometimes and he just sings random parody songs.
Yeah.
About nothing. Like, yeah. And he's good to bounce ideas off. He can be a bit annoying sometimes when you're like, mate, I got to get this edit done. Just leave me alone with your ideas.
Yeah.
But I've learned so much from him as being on air. And yeah, so I think if I didn't say him right now, he'd probably hit me up and be like, hey, mate, come on. Who taught you how to do this stuff?
Yeah, I do have a couple of those. Ali Moore.
Oh, man.
She taught me how to do proper piece to camera. So did Donna Marie Lever, actually. Hilary Barry's an absolute hoot to work with and teaches you some things about the world. And one of the funniest people to work with is Daniel Faitoa.
Oh, man. I met him for the first time and he was at the All Blacks and he was like, mate, you're funny. And I was like, bro, you're the man, bro.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Oh, okay.
He's not always, you know, like when he's reading, oh, yeah, his humour. He's just started on Brekkie. I hope they're letting him pop just off cook. His humour because he's real funny. Oh. Savage too. Quick with his savagery, oh, man.
I like people like that.
Yeah, so he's fun to work with.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming on. And yeah, that's us. We only got two of them.
That's okay.
We could do more. We'll do some more off.
Oh, yeah. I've got one for you. Okay, I've got one for you.
Don't say pies.
No, not pies. Okay, you're at the dairy.
Okay.
You're at the dairy.
Yep, I'm there.
You are ordering a 2-scoop ice cream.
Yep.
What are the flavours?
Oh, man, we're going straight Goody Goody Gumdrops.
Yeah.
I'm a Goody Goody Gumdrops fiend. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they don't go good together, but I might go with the cookies and cream.
No, that's a great combo.
You think?
Yeah, so mine's Gold Rush just slightly pumps out Goody Gumdrops with the combo with cookies and cream.
Man.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the Ben and Jerry's these days?
Oh.
I find that they're just too much. They're going too extra.
I'm not a big ice cream person, but ice cream in a cone, you cannot beat with those flavours.
What about on a stick? You got to choose one at the gas station. What is it? You know the craziest thing is this is two very similar minds just fucking riffing off. And poor Sam's like, oi.
I've got to go.
Timing.
Oh, it's... okay, it's either like... It's a fruit juice.
Okay. Particular type of fruit?
Pineapple?
We'll go to the pineapple ones?
Yeah, pineapple.
Yep. Have you tried the new Just Juice one?
No.
It's fucking on, sis.
Okay.
It's fucking on.
So it's either or it's like a white chocolate, big, filthy, crunchy Magnum.
Oh, yes. I'm a jelly tip guy.
No, not for me.
I'm a jelly tip guy just because of the I just want them to make one that's just jelly.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I don't want the fucking... If you're going to do that, it's like 30% fucking jelly now. I need it to be 80-20.
Yeah.
80% jelly underneath just the 20% of the ice cream.
Have you ever tried a cookie crumble? Because they are underrated. People.
You mean like the Rocky Roads, but the fucking.
Cookie crumble.
Oh, fucking that. Yeah, yeah.
That's an honourable mention.
Oh, back in the day, though.
Chalk bar. Sorry.
Chalk bar. What about this one, sis? Paradiso.
Yes. Fuck. The Paradiso.
Bring that shit back to top.
Yeah, that's a good one. Paradiso.
The Paradiso.
Yes.
My shit was the Paradiso and the strawberry topper, man.
Edgy, the chalk bar. I forgot about that. You give me a chalk bar.
Me and you would be great on radio, eh?
Yeah.
Shit, someone employ us. It would be amazing.
You know where we are.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Woo!
Frank Podcast.
Chris and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.